Hey, listen.
All right. Welcome back to the second hour of Living the Good Life. I'm Pastor Marcia, along with Nan, and Cindy will be calling in here again in a minute. And we have three of our radio team members that are from my church I pastored in Indiana for a number of years. And they're part of our ministry at Beacon of Hope, even though they're in Indiana. They come frequently to visit, but they're also on the radio. That's Betty, her daughter Megan, and Cindy Logan. And so Cindy will be joining us in a little while. And if you've never heard Cindy on the air, she's amazing. She's a powerhouse. And she's been through an awful lot in her life and loves to share what God has done in her life. We just mentioned our prayer line. We really encourage you to use it. We are getting requests from people in other countries who are listening to the show and are now using the prayer line. Anytime, 24/7, 365, it doesn't matter what time of day it is, prayers, very easy, prayers, P-R-A-Y-E-R-S, or we could pronounce it prayers, either one, prayers at bohmglobal.com. It stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. We shortened it a couple years ago. Either one will work. You can use prayers at beaconofhopeministries.com, or you can use prayers at bohmglobal.com. We changed it a couple years ago when this ministry went more global with our radio outreach. So whether you listen locally on those radio stations that were just mentioned, or whether you listen through the starcomradionetwork.com, just you can make a note. This is Eastern Time, Starcom Radio Network. That's four words, starcomradionetwork.com. Every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., this show will air. Like next Saturday, this show will be on. And it's also on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. So if you miss a show, great way to catch them. 10 to 12 on Saturday morning and Sunday morning, starcomradionetwork.com. Also, our Go Yard show follows this show on Saturday and Sunday at 12 noon. Saturday and Sunday, starcomradionetwork.com. If you miss it live, catch them on Saturday or Sunday, 10 a.m. and 12 noon for Go Yard. So we love being syndicated with this network, and it's great, the outreach that's going now into so many cities. And new cities have just been added in the last few weeks, and new countries. And so that's really a great blessing, isn't it, Nan?
Woo. Oh, it really is. I mean, God is just really expanding
the ministry,
which is what he has told us.
Yes.
All along, that I'm expanding. Our motto is we reach out to hurting lives. We reach out to people outside our walls, and that's what this is doing. And they're part of us. The people listening to us are part of us.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We're in Matthew chapter 4 now as we begin this second hour. That time goes by very quickly for us that are doing the show. Larnell Harris and Sandy Patty. Sandy Patty was from my old area where my kids live up in Indiana. What a voice. And this duet by them is an old song, but it perfectly fits this show today, because John the Baptist and everybody around have just seen Jesus in the end of Matthew chapter 3. Listen to the song, I've Just Seen Jesus.
We knew he was dead. It is finished, he said. We had watched as his life ebbed away.
Then we all stood around till the guards took him down. Joseph begged for his body that day.
It was late afternoon when we got to the tomb. Wrapped his body and sealed up the grave.
So I know how you feel. His death was so real. But please listen and hear what I say.
I just see. I tell you he's alive.
Amen. Just seen Jesus. Oh, that's what it's all about. Getting to that place in life where we have those wonderful times with Him. We feel His presence. We see Him and working in our lives. Love that song. Cindy, are you on the air with us?
I am. Hello, everyone.
Hey, girl. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Overcoming a sinus infection.
Oh, glad.
Yeah, I'm about to nip it.
Yeah, all right. There you go. So glad you're with us today. Yes. Were you able to hear part of our first hour?
I apologize. I did not.
Okay.
Are we talking about getting faithed up? Is that our new story?
We are talking about getting faithed up. And we were in Matthew 3 about John the Baptist and where he announces Jesus. And we talked about how difficult it is so many times for people to accept the fact that we really can't change ourselves, but that God is the one that changes us. And that John the Baptist, when he announces Jesus at the end of Matthew 3, he is saying he's the one who's going to change you. Nan's got a poem here, and then we'll come back to you in a minute, Cindy. Talk to us, Nan.
Hi, Cindy. Let me say hi to Cindy. Hey, Cindy. How you doing? I hope you're better, lady.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Good deal. Good deal. It's entitled, You Can See Me Throughout the Day. You can see my son throughout the day. You can see my son throughout your day. Just look to me while you decide to pray. He will help you through all things. Peace comes from who I now to you bring. You may ask what I'm talking about to you. He will help you with all to make it through. Let him reign in your life throughout your day. You will see him to him when you pray. You will be able to much better carry your load. Look to me, pray, and always study my word.
Mm-hmm.
Is it basically he's like challenging us, yes, in this poem? It's basically just not so much encouraging us. Challenge, yeah. Wrong word. Strike that. Encouraging us to see Jesus throughout,
yes,
our day, and we can see him, and we can acknowledge him, and you know, I mean, how do we do that? So, Lord, you know, Jesus, you're with me right now. Help me. You know, and as you start to see a situation come up that maybe you're about to react to incorrectly, Jesus, please help me with this. You
right.
Know? I know that happened on the way, I'll confess. It happened on the way to, you never know what I'm going to confess here, right?
It always scares me. Doesn't it scare you, Cindy? We never know what Nan's going to confess.
Scares me because I don't know what I'm going to confess. On the way to the nursing home, here we are, you know, going to go to nursing home, minister to the nursing home folks. I'm scheduled to be the speaker today, and I'm going to be on the radio show. And so what happens? This guy pulled in front of the guy in front of me, and I had to almost jam on brakes, keep him hitting the guy in front of me, because it all happened so fast. And I'm like, okay, what am I going to do with this one? You know, it's like, well, maybe I should go up and pull real fast and cut over in front of him. I'm like, no, wait. And I was like, no, that's not really what Jesus would do. But sometimes those things come up as we're getting ready to do something for the Lord, too.
Sure.
And so we need to carry Jesus and have that attitude of, I want to be Christ-like throughout the day. And that can help make us make positive choices. When, you know, it's like he's sitting there beside you. Visualize him sitting beside
right.
you in the seat. Now what you gonna do?
Yeah. Makes you behave a little better. Cindy, we were talking in the first hour all about making a decision to change, but allowing God to do the work in us, you know, and not stressing so much over, oh, I got to do this, or I got to do this, I got to do that, but allowing what John the Baptist announces here, let Jesus be the one that cleans house on the inside of us, especially in this new year. And he does it, as we're going to see in chapter 4 of Matthew, through the word. The word is what cleans us up. He does that as we study the word. And you're a student of the word. You were coming to my church, Claire, back in the 80s, weren't you, dear? Long time ago with your family.
I've come a long way since then.
You have, yes.
In changes, so to speak. But all this is tying right in with what I've been praying about, and God has been showing me for goals for the new year. You know, you think about what can I do to be better. And so all that is what he's been showing me is reading the word more and really
yes.
understanding his peace.
Yes.
And that he is within us all the time throughout the day, as the poem says. He's always right there. But he also brought to my mind my own life, where I came from, and all the things that I felt about myself. And you know what I realize now is it doesn't matter how messed up you think you are, because you probably are pretty messed up some of us.
We all are. We all have stuff to work on, don't you think?
It doesn't really matter what you think about how messed up you are and you might be. God can fix all of that.
Yes.
He can make it all go away and
yes.
clean you up. And he makes you a new creature.
Amen.
So all that. You know, how encouraging is that? It's all old history gone. Never to be forgotten or brought up before us again. If
Amen.
We accept that, if we believe that, and let it be. But yeah, it's a process, but he'll do it if you let him.
You know, when you said that, it reminded me of Psalm 103, and I'm going to run there real quick. Of course, none of this is ever planned. We never know what God's going to do. But Psalm 103, when you said that, Cindy, bless the Lord, O my soul, verse 1, and all my innermost being, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits, the bennies, you know, the benefits that God gives us. And it says right here in verse 3 of Psalm 103, he forgives all my sins. So, dear one, no matter what it is you're struggling with right now, whatever sack of junk that you're carrying around, he forgives all your sins. I love Psalm 103, verse 3. and he heals all your diseases. Nan said a minute ago, Jesus is our healer. He is still healing today. He heals all our diseases. In verse 4 of Psalm 103, he redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. He satisfies your desires with good things. He even changes our desires so that we desire good things. That's what he's saying here. Our desires change. We decide, you know what? I really want to be sweeter in this new year. I want to be kinder. I want to give more of myself. I want to give more of my finances. I want to be more full of joy. You know, it says he satisfies your desires with good things, so that your new youth is renewed like the eagles. Man, I want my youth renewed like the eagle, okay? I got a whole lot to do before Jesus comes, and I want to get younger every year, not older, okay? But Cindy, the thing that reminded me when you were talking here is that verse 11 in Psalm 103, as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who reverence him, fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Talk to me about that, Cindy. This is so important. God, when he forgives us, it's as far as east is from the west. It is removed. It is gone. As much as a father loves his children, as much as you, Cindy, mother and grandmother, and me, mother and grandmother, love our kids, so much more does God love us. Comment on that, Cindy, and then we'll get back to Nan in a minute.
Yeah, and you know, and it, when you think about it in the world, it's really an uncommon love that people really don't experience, maybe. So it's hard for them to grasp just how much God loves them.
Yes, yes.
I try to practice unconditional love with my children as a mother, but, you know, and I do regardless, but so many times I got to give them to God and let go.
Yep, yep.
Because I really get angry with them a lot of times for their behavior, and they don't do what I want them to do.
They're adults, we should say, by the way,
so,
right?
But I love them anyway.
It doesn't
change what I do for them in a day, or, you know, there to help them. Of course, grandbabies, that's just on a whole other level, as you know, as far as love. But, yeah, to fathom that God loves us so much more than that.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm just so, it encourages me to have so much joy to know that. And he's just been showing me a lot more of that lately, that even though, you know, I live alone, I feel lonely sometimes, or I'm looking for certain types of companionship, he reminds me at the end of the day that he is the companion that never leaves
yes.
my side,
yes.
that I'm never alone, that he's
Amen.
Always there for the comfort. I don't know. It just makes it, when you really get that down in you, and the more real that it is, to you.
Right.
It really changes the way you feel.
Oh, it does. It does. Getting that knowledge down inside that he's right there with you. You know, Cindy, you know my little dog, Zoe Grace, and Nan, you know my little dog, Zoe Grace, and Bailey went to be with Jesus in May, and we miss him, but Zoe, you know, sleeps on the bed with me at night, and we have these good friends who take care of Zoe, and did Bailey also when he was living, when I'm out of town, and I am gone a lot with things going on. And, you know, Debbie and Steven, and they may be listening right now, they are the most wonderful, wonderful people in the world, my good friends, and they take care of my dogs. And we kind of jokingly say that we have joint custody. But anyway, they were at my home on Christmas Eve with my family, and Debbie and Steven, they're part of our family. And they wanted Zoe to go home with us, her, you know, with them. And she did. And it's now been 10 days, and I still haven't seen her. Yeah, she hasn't come back, because she texted me last week during, Zoe texted me during the show, Cindy, last week, and said, can I stay longer, Mom? And then she did that on Tuesday and Thursday, and she's still there. But, you know, I'm picking her up after the show later tonight. But you know what? It's when we realize, like, a little pet is like a constant companion. And when they're gone, it's like been weird for me for the last few days. I mean, it's one thing for her to be gone over the weekend, which she has gone a lot over sleepovers at their house on weekends. But for her to be gone this long, it's weird. OK, okay? And I say all that to give an example of the fact that when we get used to God's presence in our lives on a moment-by-moment daily basis, I can't imagine living any other way. I can't imagine what life would be like without his presence in my life. I can't hardly handle 10 days without Zoe Grace in the house, you know? Nan, talk to me about this, because you understand this since you have this dog, Jackson, that you just absolutely cannot ever leave, right?
Can never leave Jackson.
Take Jackson everywhere. You know what I'm saying about God. Well, you don't have to talk about your dog. I'm just saying.
Well,
I'm making a point.
You talked about Zoe. Can I talk about Jackson?
I guess. Yeah. If you make it quick.
You know, they do become so much a part of your life.
Yes.
And we have a doggy room. And he stays back there with a couple of the dogs that aren't mine, but they're my roommates. And so he gets to come in the house sometimes, and he'll bark when he wants to come in the house. And I don't let him in the house when he barks, because I don't want to train negative behavior, you know.
Right.
But I love it when he's with me, and he goes to his couch. They have a couch. It's the doggy couch. It's a nice couch, but we designate it their couch. And I'll tell him to go to his couch, and he'll go to his couch. And he laid down last night, and he was so cute. And cuddly and sweet and innocent looking, you know. But his presence there, it just is special to me.
Yes.
It's special to me when I let him in. I'll be in my recliner. He'll come and sit down by my recliner. And that means, please rub my neck. Please rub my ears.
There you go.
But I like having him there.
Sure.
And that is such a minute example of what it's like for God's presence to be with us
all the time.
I mean, he's just right there, you know. And that is so powerful, and if people can begin to really grasp that and realize that it's not just, I don't go to church, I just don't go to church, and then I go to the radio station, and then nursing home once a month, and then that's it.
Yeah.
No. He's with me all the time, and I want to recognize that he's with me all the time.
Right.
And talk to him when I'm going down the road, you know, and... You know, just his presence is so powerful. It's powerful.
Cindy talked to us about that. Love that, Nan. And Jackson is a darling, darling dog. But go ahead.
Thank you.
Well, y'all been talking about your pooches. I've been thinking about getting one. My grandma's really struggling really hard to get them a puppy.
There you go.
I'm thinking a lab, Latinx. Maybe we could do it.
But Cindy, you know, the presence of God in our lives is similar. You know, it's something that you get used to, that you just need, you crave that. And our audience, I hope they grasp that we are saying we don't want to live without the presence of God. That's the point I want you to make right there.
No, we don't want to live without it, because we know what it's like without God.
Oh,
and
yeah.
What it was like before. And... you know, we can let ourselves slip into that comfort zone of forgetting that he's with us, and trying to make decisions on our own, or, you know, go a certain direction. And I find myself, when I begin to do that, to quickly remember, don't do this without consulting God first about it, or
meeting
him and remembering that he's right here to help you with those decisions and those directions where you're headed. Too quickly I remember what it was like before without having God's presence and trying to figure all that out on my own.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no, that's too much stress.
Right.
No, I never want to go back there again.
Amen. We need God. We're going into Matthew chapter 4 here a minute, because Jesus allows himself to go out into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights and be tested by the devil. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. I want to play this song, Listen to Our Hearts by Casting Crowns. I love this song. It's going to speak to us as we're talking about how God develops our hearts with his presence. And Jesus had to go through this time of testing and trial to make a very huge point to all of us, which we're going to see in Matthew 4 in just a minute. Listen to our hearts. Love this song.
How do you explain? How do you describe a love that goes from east to west
and runs as deep as it is wide. You know all our hopes, Lord, you know all our fears. Words could not express the love we feel, but we long for you to hear. So listen to our hearts, hear our spirits sing a song of praise that flows from those you have redeemed. And we will use the words we know to tell you what an awesome God are not enough to tell you of our love. Just listen to our hearts. If words could fall like rain from these lips of mine, and if I had a thousand years, I would still run out of time. So if you listen to my heart, every beat will say, thank you for the life, thank you for the truth, thank you for the way. And listen to our heart,
oh Lord, please listen,
hear our spirit sing. Song of praise that flows,
a song of praise
from those you have redeemed,
those you have redeemed.
And we will use the words we know to tell you what an awesome God you are. But when words are not enough to tell you of our love, just listen to our heart.
Love that song. Love that song by Casting Crowns. Great song. Listen to our hearts. Cindy, don't you find there's so many times in our lives that we just want God to see or to feel what we're feeling and our great love for him and just how, you know, how he changes us and molds us and makes us and how much we love him and how much we love the word. You know what I'm saying? Comment on that and then we'll get to Nan. Go ahead.
Yeah, and especially since we just went through the holidays, and I've seen God's hand in so many situations and miracles and relationships, and you just see his presence and his working in things.
Yes.
It just brings tears to my eyes and in my love in my heart. It's just like, wow, he's so amazing.
Yes.
What his power can do.
Yes.
It's overwhelming when you are in tune with the Holy Spirit, and you can see all these things taking place, and you know it, and that's between you and God. And a lot of times the world don't see it or understand what you're experiencing.
Right, yes.
So it's a special place that you get to.
Oh, it is. It is.
With his presence. And, yeah it's just, you can't really put it into words.
And that's why... Go ahead. Go
you
on.
You can't pray. Yeah. So sometimes you can't pray it into words. It's such a overwhelming emotion or feeling that just wells up inside of you, and it pours out in just love, I guess, from your heart.
Oh yeah.
You can't really put it in words.
And that's one reason I love that song, because it's saying, God, listen to my heart. Even though I may not be able to say it right, I may not be eloquent, or I may not be able to express to you what I'm really feeling, but Lord, I love you. I just love you, and I love your word, and I just love your presence in my life. Nan, do you have something that God gave you there that you want to share?
I do.
Okay.
Father, please listen to my heart. It has so much to say to you. I love you, and you are so special to me. I want you to be there with all that I do. I want to be aware of you in all things as I travel throughout all of my life. I praise you despite what is going on. I know you'll carry me through any strife. Oh, Father, I offer you praise right now. I've decided to praise you in all things. I believe that you are always with me. To you this praise I now decide to bring.
Oh, that's good.
I praise you. I praise you. I praise you.
Oh, that's good. You know, Nan and Cindy, you're both right. There's so many times in our lives where we feel such emotion. We just feel overwhelmed almost. You know, it's just like you're both mothers. You remember what that feeling when you hold that baby in your arms, you know, for the first time, you know, that emotion that just wells up. It's just like sometimes with our relationship with the Lord, it just wells up within us and we just want to pour that love out to him and just want to express, you know, and I love the way this happens here. And we're going to tie this in with Jesus going out into the wilderness. And here's what I want to say, that Jesus allowed himself to go and be tempted by the devil in the wilderness 40 days and 40 nights to prove a very huge point to us. He did it to show that Satan is not more powerful than God. Okay, that's one point. He did it to show that he could not be tempted by the devil to do wrong. You know, there's three temptations. He did it to prove this very huge point that in every single thing the devil threw at him, in all three temptations, Jesus responded with a verse of scripture. He, every single time he taught us how to fight the devil, you do it with the words that come out of your mouth, speaking the word of God. There's a prayer book we use at Beacon, and I started carrying it in my bookstore. Cindy, you remember my bookstore way back, don't you? And the Prayers That Avail Much by Jermaine Copeland. It's just the word of God put in a prayer form that we can pray, because we pray the word, things change. Talk to me about that, Cindy. Whoa. Yes. Good stuff.
Prayer is very powerful, especially when you do it in numbers. You know, get your family and friends, the prayer chain on board with prayer.
Yes.
The Word of God can conquer everything and
Amen.
Anything that you're going through. And I just love this scripture here where they're tempted the three times.
Right.
And at the end of it all, it is written.
It is written.
Law. It is the way it is. You can't change that.
And right.
It's so awesome for us to be able to tell the devil, you know, you can't touch this.
That's right.
It is the way it is. It's the law. It's
written.
Written word. It stands. It is the truth. It's the way it is. So go away and leave me alone.
That's exactly right.
Something we have to stand on. Probably all throughout the day, you know, in a lot of situations we get in.
Amen.
So I want we just have to remember.
Right on. This first temptation in Matthew 4, Jesus had been fasting 40 days and 40 nights, and he becomes very hungry. And so the devil knows, here's the point I want to make. The devil knows our weaknesses. The devil knows where to hit us, guys. Watch for your vulnerable times. You know, in counseling, they say, don't be hungry. Be careful when you get hungry, angry, halt. What's L? Lonely, or what's T? I can't remember right now. I'll remember it in a minute. But be careful when you allow yourselves to get hungry.
Tired.
Thank you, Cindy. Hungry, angry, L.
Lonely
and tired. Okay, halt. It spells halt. And the reason is, when we get like that, how about that new commercial, that Snickers commercial? And, you know,
yeah.
Everybody says, because my name is Marsha, they all the time, you wouldn't believe how many people say, Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. Still, they do that to me all the time. But anyway, that commercial is that Marsha is hungry. Remember that commercial? And her mother says, here, have a Snickers, you know, and she's represented by this guy that's angry and he's got an axe and she eats the Snickers and suddenly she's not hungry anymore and she's sweet, kind, and lovely, and she goes back to original self. Okay, the word halt reminds us of those times that when we're vulnerable. Well, here's one right here. The very first test that the devil threw at Jesus, he was hungry, angry, lonely, tired. He's probably very tired. He's probably very lonely. Okay. And so the devil says, since you're God's son, speak the word and then you can turn these stones into loaves of bread. Jesus answers by quoting Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. And I love it in the Message Bible because Jesus does not say, Satan, you don't know what you're talking about. He doesn't argue with Satan. He just quotes a word. People, as we start the new year, this is one of the best pieces of advice you can have. When instead of being, oh, Satan's picking on me and feeling sorry for yourself, woe is me, the devil's been giving me a hard time. Quit doing that. Just say, it is written, Satan. Right here. It takes more than bread to stay alive. In the Message Bible, it says this. It takes a steady stream of words from God's mouth. How do you really stay alive? By quoting the Word of God. By quoting the Word of God. Talk to me about that, Cindy, before we get to this next song. Love it, love it, love it.
Yeah, and you know, if you're not used to, if you're not real familiar with your Bible and you haven't read it a lot, that's okay, too. Just pick out some scripture that you like that pertains to you and some simple ones, just some one-liners.
Sure.
I think we had a printed printout through the church, I think, where we just had scriptures for every situation.
Sure.
Greater is he that in me than he is in
Amen.
The world.
Amen.
Just pick some out. Just skim through your Bible and rave a word. God will take you to the scriptures that work for you.
Amen.
And just make a list of them and repeat them throughout the day and get them down inside of you. That would be my advice.
Absolutely.
If you're not familiar with the word.
And you know that prayer book I mentioned, Prayers That Avail Much, it is each prayer, like prayer for against depression or whatever. At the end of the prayer, it gives where they took the verses from. I mean, what those verses are. So you can look those up, mark them in your Bible, and you can begin to get the word down inside of you that way. Nan, talk to us about this. You're a big one on the word of God.
It's our lifeline. It is a lifeline for
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
Just as maybe someone who's diabetic and they need to take medication.
Sure.
Or have cholesterol and they need to make medication. Or heart issues and
sure.
take medication. This is like, for lack of a better word, is medicine for us.
It is.
It's our lifeline. It is our guide. You know, I mean, if we have an issue, you can find something in the scripture to be able to speak against that issue, a negative issue going on. If people don't know something, they can contact you or Pastor Jim, and we'll give out those email addresses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I called him. I contacted him this morning to say, I need a scripture for such and such, and I've looked and looked and looked, and I've done searches, and I can't find, I really did look. I need your help. Of course, he loves to do that.
Oh, of
but
course.
He was laughing at me because I said, I did my best. I couldn't find it. But, you know, can we go and give out those addresses now?
Pastor@BOHMGlobal.com is me. Because I was there first, And Pastor Jim@BOHMGlobal.com. That's our email addresses. I want us to go to Proverbs 4:20. And this is such an important verse that talks about the value of learning to quote the word, okay? Proverbs 4:20 in the NIV says this, my son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart. For they are life. This is what the word of God is to you, dear audience. It is life to those who find them and health to a man's whole body. I cannot tell you, I cannot begin to tell you all the times that God has healed my body through the years. I mean, so many times it's crazy because I believe that God's word is health to my body. And I quote those scriptures that pertain to that. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. And then it goes on to say that it's so important what comes out of your mouth when you're up against something, whether it's disease, whether it's grief, whether it's, you know, the breakup of a marriage or a financial problem, whatever it is, as you begin to quote the word, that's where you will get your relief. Talk to me about that, Cindy, and then before we do this song.
Yeah, that's where you're going to get the victory in the situation.
Amen.
Is quoting the positive word against the situation. You can see the negative scenario. Woe is me, and I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. I don't know how this is going to happen. Well, you can't fix it by yourself.
Right.
And you've got to give it to God anyway. So give it to Him and quote the scripture pertaining to it, that the truth. Give it to God and let it be.
Exactly.
Don't stress it. Don't beat yourself up. Just leave it with Him, and so be it.
Amen. Did you want to comment?
You got to have a positive attitude.
Yeah, absolutely. So you learn to quote the word, just like Jesus did here three times. It is written. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the song, but it's such a great song. And it's by the group New World Sun, Learning to Be the Light.
When the stars came crashing down in tiny pieces to the ground, I was all alone down here, trapped beneath the atmosphere. Then I thought somebody called my name. I spun around and caught a flame. I gave in to a God I didn't know. And now everything is falling into place. A brand new life is calling and I owe it all to grace. It's so much brighter living in Savior, what you did for me. You gave me something I want everyone to see. When we stumble and it all goes wrong, only you can make it right. So I say, oh, I'm learning to be the light. Whoa, whoa, I'm learning to be the light. Melted with advice. No one wants to listen to a list of things they shouldn't do. So I build a city on a hill and I light a candle on the sill, knowing you'll be always knocking at the door. Oh God, I just want to love on everyone. All I have is yours to give. So let the people come. It's so much brighter living in your world. Savior, what you did for me. You gave me something I want everyone to see. When we stumble and it all goes wrong, only you can make it right. So I say, oh, I'm learning to be the light. The shadows hide, the light that breaks the curse of pride, the light that takes the weary in its arms. When it all came crashing down, there was only darkness all around, but in the distance I could see a flame.
Great song, isn't it? I love that. I'm learning to be the light. Yeah. I may not have it all together yet, but I'm learning to be that light. Love that song. So many times we struggle and feel like we have to have all the answers for all the stuff that happens to us. And Jesus is teaching us here in Matthew 4 that when the devil is really giving us a hard time, learn to quote the word of God. Nan, talk to us. What do you have? Then we'll get to Cindy.
Today you've had much shared with you. What with this information will you do? Will you choose to have Jesus with you? You can ask him into your heart. This is what you should do. Ask him into your your heart to be your eternal Savior so you can flourish in life and not just endure. Read my word. It's your light for your life. It will guide you and help you through strife. Look to me with your heart and trust. To have a great life, it's a must. What is your decision? Do you want to be faithed up?
Whoa. Well, that's
it's
a call. That's a call to accountability.
That is a call to accountability.
Wow.
You know, what am I going to do with what? Mm-hmm. You know, you have taught, and I agree with you. When we leave this radio show, because the way it goes, it's not scripted. It's as the Lord leads.
Right.
I learn something every time I leave.
Right.
So what am I going to do with what I've learned?
Right.
Am I going to apply it to my life? Am I going to say, oh, that was a really nice thing to be said, whatever. I choose to apply it to my life.
Absolutely.
And we can have him that way with us at all times, and the people listening to us can too.
And it's a learning process of how to be that light, like that song said. You know, so many times we just feel like we have to be perfect, or we have to have it all together, or we got to have the right answer for somebody. Sometimes we don't have the right answer for somebody, but we can point them to the Word of God, which is what Jesus did right here. He, when the temptations came, he said, "It is written." Talk to me, Cindy.
Well, that's a lot to take in. my mind is really racing because it's just all the stuff he's been showing me about my own self, and how we present ourselves to the world. You know, one of my thoughts going into the new year was, well, I want to take my faith to a new level. I want to do something more. I want to be better, I should say. So one of the things that I decided, when you mentioned this earlier in the show, was I want to be sweeter.
Mm.
So I just want to be a little sweeter.
Aww.
Every decision and every encounter.
Cool.
So that whoever I'm dealing with will see Jesus. I think that is the way that I can.
That's cool.
Learn to be like him.
Be the light.
Present myself as him. It's just try to be a little bit sweeter and let a little more of him take over the conversation. You know, try to take myself out of it so much.
Cindy, that is just cool, because you may not have heard me say this, but you've been around my ministry long enough to know that I've probably said this when you've been around, that when my dad, when my sisters and I were little, my dad, when he was trying to correct us, he would say this little phrase that has stuck with me all my life. He would take his finger and point at us, and he would say this: sweet, kind, and lovely be. He didn't say, y'all be sweet. He said it in such a way that none of us ever forgot it. Sweet, kind, and lovely be. He would look at us and we'd go, oh, okay. You know, because isn't that what you're saying? You want to be sweet and kind and more loving and lovely in this new year, right? I mean, that's what I hear you saying, Cindy Logan.
That's what I am saying. That's how I want to be remembered. What a
sweet,
lovely person
kind
that is.
Yes.
And not for me, but so that is giving Jesus the honor. That's
right.
Jesus in me. That's the lovely person. But
yes.
That's what I want people to see in me this year.
Yes. Amen. Amen. And so instead of our normal reactions that a lot of us have when we get angry, or Nan was talking about the traffic earlier, or when life just doesn't go the way we want it to go, if we will learn to be the light, you know, we didn't sing that today at nursing home, but we normally do. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. You know, learn to be that light. That's what that song was just now talking about. Nan, talk to us about this. Sweet, kind, and lovely be, Nan.
Yes, ma'am. It is a learning process.
Yes.
And none of us have arrived.
Right.
It just continues to be a learning process. And there are times that we make mistakes and mess up.
Yes.
And we say, oh, Jesus, please forgive us.
Right.
Forgive me. Forgive me. And we move forward.
Right.
You know, and I mean, I'm feeling within just to say that sometimes, you know, Satan will kind of be there to try to say, oh, look
right.
how you messed up. Look what you did. Blah, 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 blah. You know, and it beat us up.
Right.
God doesn't beat us up.
Right.
He might convict us.
Sure.
But that's the difference than condemning us.
Yes.
Satan is a condemner. And, you know, we can just move forward. And you have made several references today to studying the Word.
Yes,
the Word.
Yes.
And, you know, we have to get the Word in us to that's how Jesus handled the temptation. That's why he did that. He set the example. Speak the word to the situation.
Every single one of these three temptations, right. He says, it is written, and then he quotes the scripture. And that evidently shuts Satan up because he doesn't argue with him or anything. And then he goes on to another test, but still, three times, you know? Interesting. Cindy, talk to us about this. I love it. We're running out of time. Woo.
Well, I've just been reading ahead in Matthew, and that last poem Nan had was so powerful of God speaking to us.
Yes.
And throughout Matthew, when all of the miracles that Jesus performed in the book of Matthew, and at the end of all of those acts of faith that, you know, people had to believe, I mean, they saw this with their own eyes.
Right.
But at the end of that chapter, the scripture about the laborers,
yes,
being few,
yes,
and the harvest being ready. Mm-hmm. It's all tying in together with what God is trying to say right now, for everyone to get on board. You know, get in on this. Take advantage while you have the opportunity for people like us on the radio and other people who are reaching out to share this with you. You know, now's your opportunity. And if you have questions and you don't understand what we're talking about or what the scripture says, please email those addresses and get
yes.
the answers that you're looking for. I just think it's so cool how it all ties in together with what we're just trying to do, bring souls to Jesus.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's what it's all about anyway, and that's what all this is about. It's just so cool. Everything's so cool.
It is all about that. And it's about, you know, sharing with our audience that your life can be different. Your life can really change in this new year. I think a lot of times when people get older, they say, I don't make resolutions anymore. They never work. I never follow through with them. And, you know, we're saying here that your life can change if you will accept a spiritual component to your life and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and allow him to do the changing in you that needs to happen instead of you getting so stressed about it or you trying to make all the changes yourself. You're not going to be able to. So you're going to fail. I mean, that's just the way human nature is. We are not going to be able to change ourselves. We are not going to be that light without allowing God to teach us how to be the light and how to change our attitudes and our behavior. Cindy, talk to me more about that as we wrap up here, because with every single one of these temptations that Jesus had, all three of them, you know, when Jesus answered with scripture, when he answered with the word of God, when he declared, it is written, then the devil backed away. I think that's huge for us to keep that in mind, don't you think?
Yes, he didn't argue, like you said. He just shut up and backed
right.
away. He just left him alone and like, okay, you win. Because
well,
he already knows. He already knows he's defeated. So... Well, but sometimes we just have to remind him. We have to speak.
Oh, absolutely, we have to. Yes. Yes.
The words that come out of our mouth, we have to remind him who is boss and
right.
who is in charge of our life.
Right.
And we really have to practice doing that. It's warfare. It really is an action you have to take to
exactly.
protect yourself, and see the blood of Jesus over yourself, your loved ones. There's many things that we have to do. To remind the devil who's in charge.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, when we take this spiritual journey very, very seriously, and in this new year, I challenge you, audience, take it seriously. Make your Bible reading, your Bible studying, whether it's through all of these shows. We've got 400 shows on our website. We have tons of stuff for you to listen to that's going to help you grow your faith. And Cindy, it's you that coined that term faithed up several weeks ago on the show when you said, you know, sometimes I realize I've not faithed up. And I'd never heard that term, but that's now, it's a Cindy phrase that is now the title of this series, Faithed Up to Overflowing. And it's our responsibility individually to become faithed up. You know what I'm saying, Cindy?
Amen. I can just agree with you. That's all.
That's, well.
And and get in the Word. That's one of my, you know, New Year's habits that I've began, and I plan on getting more in the Word every day.
Right.
More of it inside of me so I can become a stronger warrior and be, yeah, just so I know God more so I can feel more of His presence.
Oh, absolutely.
There, making that a habit, too.
Yes.
To really include that in part of my day.
Right. And so when we, what you're saying is you're making a concerted effort. You're making a decision, right? You're saying, I choose to make these changes in my life in this new year instead of just accepting business as usual. God told me a few months ago that this new year for me personally was not going to be business as usual. It was going to be a year of change. And there is a lot of exciting things going to get happen through Beacon of Hope Ministries in this year, which we'll talk about at a later time. But I am not content, Nan and Cindy, for business as usual. I want to see more people in this new year find a relationship with Jesus that changes their life. I want the Word of God to go out in greater measure through this ministry and through each of us individually. Cindy, I want us to be, this radio team, to be more full of God when we come on the air than we have ever been before. Nan, I want us to be so full of God that people want to hear what God is saying through us. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I agree.
Do you have a final comment? Because we got to get out of here in a minute.
We do. It's a quick poem.
Go ahead.
Sincere prayer.
Go ahead.
Jesus, please come into my life. I want to have you always there. I've learned so much on this day, so I ask forgiveness with this prayer. I want to learn so much about you. Please help. I now will take your hand. I choose to believe that you are and that you'll help me to always stand. I want to move forward with new life. I believe that you've forgiven me of my sin. I'm looking forward to this newfound faith, looking to you for help. I now begin. I have turned my life over to you. Help me with all things that I face. I believe that I will make it through all because I now have your loving grace.
Ah, oh, that's a great poem.
In the Woo! Probably 1,500 poems he's inspired, there's never been one like that.
We need copies of that for our Wednesday night gathering.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, that is a great poem. Thank you, Nan, as always, for being on the air. And thank you for speaking at Nursing Home today. You're a powerful, wonderful leader. Cindy, final comments. I love you dearly, Cindy in Indiana. We call you Cindy from Indy. Did you know that?
I got that from Lynn.
From Lynn, yeah. Cindy from Indy. Yeah.
But yeah, just as you were, your final words there with Nan, God helped me realize is I had prayed for more of God and take me to the next level of what you have for me.
Amen.
And that's what's happening in this new year. There's something new and more and fresh coming.
Woo! Yeah.
That's what happened when I asked him to help take me to another level. It's more. He told me I need to be more in the Word.
Amen.
I need to get more of Him inside of me. So there's things that we have to do.
That's right.
And he asked him for the help that you need, folks, when you're praying or reading your Word, ask him for help in commitment to something. Ask him to help you keep committed and
Amen.
Stay devoted.
All right.
Do that too.
Excellent. Right. Thank you, Cindy from Indy. We love you. Thank you for being on the show today. Final reminders here to all of you that you can catch a lot of shows on our website. Go to www.bohmglobal.com. Stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. It's easy to find. It's our website. It's huge, huge. bohmglobal.com. Listen to all these shows through the years. We've been on the air 9.5 years. Also catch our Thursday night counseling show, life coaching show. And it's a great show. And just a wonderful, wonderful show to help you with your life situations. And we are so glad that every one of you have listened today. Until next week, live on 1340 AM and on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. on StarcomRadioNetwork.com and on Sunday mornings, 10 a.m., StarcomRadioNetwork.com. Write that down. That's where you can catch the shows. Saturday morning and Sunday morning, 10 a.m., StarcomRadioNetwork.com, along with these shows live. God bless you. Until next week, this has been Nan and Cindy and me, Pastor Marcia, bringing you the Word of God from Beacon of Hope Ministries, Living the Good Life. See you next week. God bless you.
tonight.